There's some disappointed lads in there because we've gone 2-0 up. First 35 minutes, they couldn't cope with us. And, you know, you look back and all the energy they put in, you probably knew it wasn't going to last for 90 minutes. But, you know, I can't fault the efforts in there of them players tonight. And we give it our all. And, you know, we said nothing's won or lost tonight. And this goes down as probably a void game because, you know, we go there now in a one-off shootout and we'll give it our best go.
You had to bring Paul Connor in tonight because Darren Stamp was injured and he repaid you with those two early and dramatic goals.
Yeah, he's, you know, his attitude and everything this season, you know, Stamp has been scoring the goals, Cons hasn't, but Cons has come in and answered my questions tonight and scored two goals. Unfortunately, nearly got a third, but his touch had just let him down at the end there. But, you know, delighted for Paul Connor, but delighted for the, you know, not the 11, the subs, the whole squad. They've been fantastic this season and, you know, they're favourites, it's at their place, but we'll go and give it our best shot.
When Halifax got back into the game and equalised, those last 15, 20 minutes really did look hard work.
Yeah, I mean, there was hard work. I mean, you know, hopefully we'll have a decent referee at their place as well, because some of the decisions that they had three tackles and it was just talking to. The first time we talked to one of my players, he gets a yellow card and it just went from there. But like you say, the last 15 minutes, you know, rather than, they didn't have many shots on goal really. We restrict them to outside the box. But yes, they have a lot of the ball, which we know. They're a good footballing team and, you know, we'll go there full of confidence as well.
You brought both your strikers, Liam Metterman and Paul Connor, off. Was that tactical or was it to save them to make sure they didn't get injured for Sunday?
Bit of tactical. You know, obviously we've got a couple of lads that are out, but young Jordan is a kid. He looks about 10 and, you know, he could have been, you know, as I said to him before he went out, go and be a hero. Someone's going to be a hero in these two games and why not a young kid like Jordan? But, you know, we'll get him in again this week and we'll assess what we've got and what we can do for this coming Sunday.
Any chance that Ryan Kendall or Darren Stamp might be available?
There might be. That's all I'll say.
And 2-2, all to play for?
Yeah, like you say, it's, you know, obviously disappointing that you're 2-0 up. But credit to Halifax, came back at us and, you know, I think we gifted them two goals, really. The one in the first half where we've just switched off from a free kick, they've punted it straight up top and unmarked at the back stick. And then, you know, I feel sorry for Jason because he's not made many mistakes and it just bobbled. And we'll pick him up and we'll get him ready for Sunday.
One big statistic that you can take with you on your way up to the Shay and the fans can carry with them is you've won your last four away games.
Yeah, we're going into this, the form team away from home. You know, there's going to be Halifax will be expecting to win now. They think they've done a job, but tonight just goes down as a void game. It could have been better for us, yes, because we were 2-0 up, but tonight goes down as a void game. It's all to play for over 90 minutes, and let's hope the blue side of Games Trinity comes out on top.